We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, it's snowing.
I just looked out the window. Good morning. I didn't see any snow.
No, we had Charlie Murphy on earlier, and he's in New Jersey.
Wait, let me look.
Maybe it's snowing in Jersey and not in the city.
Don Lemon, yeah, good morning.
Good morning. It's gray, but it's not snowing. But at any moment, I'm sure it could. Wait, where is Jay? Did Jay win the Powerball?
No. No, he did win the Powerball, but and he will be back on Monday.
Good, we would.
That's the elephant. That elephant just blow his horn.
Y'all are wrong. Hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to have time for my commentary. Mr.
Go ahead.
Y'all. All
come
right.
On.
Come on. Let's just be honest. Come on. Did y'all feel a certain kind of way when President Obama walked down the aisle of the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. the chamber,
yes.
to give his
yes.
eighth and final?
Yes.
I really did. Because I said we're not going to see this again, right?
Right.
That was his last journey over the last 7 years. I remember. Do you remember the first time? This is before they even swore him in. When I was on the air and they picked him up on Air Force One. I don't know if y'all remember that. And he got off Air Force One and I said, that is history. I was live on the air and it just kind of, it was like, you know, there's the first black man, president of the United States. Well, so I remembered his journey over the last 7 years, his journey and what he did over the last seven states of the union. He pledged to end the war in Iraq. He declared he'd reform health care. He promised to tackle tax inequality and expand education. This is the first one.
None of this will come without cost, nor will it be easy. But this is America. We don't do what's easy. We do what's necessary to move this country forward.
America. He even sounded younger, right?
Yeah.
Woo, I looked at him at the 2004 speech in front of the Democratic. I was like, man, he was a baby. Look at him now. And then two nights ago, he was a little bit more subdued, absolutely more confident and more comfortable. Mr. Obama promised to keep up the fight in his waning days in office. Listen.
I will keep pushing for progress on the work that I believe still needs to be done. Fixing a broken immigration system. Protecting our kids from gun violence. Equal pay for equal work. Paid leave. Raising the minimum wage. All these things still matter to hardworking families. They're still the right thing to do. And I won't let up until they get done.
I told y'all he sounded younger in the first. Maybe he's just tired. All right, listen, he's a lame duck president, and he knows it. So the question is, how much can he, as a lame duck president, really get accomplished in his final days? Let's look back at history as our guide. George Washington, okay, served two terms, and then he retired. It was really like 7 months. I mean, 1 year and 11 months is kind of what he served. So he retired. He had 7 years and 11 months. He had a pretty impressive finish as president. His farewell address was one of the most celebrated speeches in history. In his last year, he focused on strengthening education and didn't get caught up in foreign alliances. So he stayed focused. Remember that. He stayed focused. In more recent history, Ronald Reagan had a rocky start. Remember the gas lines? I remember gas lines. I remember Iran-Contra. But he did turn it around by his final year with a flourishing economy. And in the end, he put an end to the Cold War, leading up to the downfall of communism. But guess who had one of the best final year presidencies? You want to guess?
One of the best
final years as a president.
Well, we know it wasn't Lincoln.
We know it wasn't who?
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Oh,
wow.
Good one, Sib.
Was that Sybil?
Yeah, that was Sybil. Yeah.
Sherry, you supposed to be the comedian.
Sybil, I'm
sorry.
It was Big
y'all.
Willie. It was Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
He even moved past the rumblings of an impeachment and that infamous sex scandal. And in the end, And end of his term, Clinton focused on America's economic growth, which resulted in the biggest budget surplus. Let me say that again. Budget surplus, not budget, but that too. And the biggest debt reduction in history.
That's true.
His predecessor, George W. Bush, despite inheriting a robust economy from Clinton, left the Oval Office with a deficit, high unemployment, unfinished costly wars, two of them, and extremely low approval ratings. So what is a takeaway for President Barack Obama? That is to stay focused. He can have a great final year. The economy is sound. Unemployment is at an historic low. Don't believe the hype, as he said, and the tales of fiction. Unemployment is at a historic low. The economy is sound. And he inherited a very poor economy and jobs market. But having faced arguably the most opposition from Congress than any modern-day president, President Obama's last year may be defined by how successful he is at going around Congress instead of working with him. It could largely be defined by what his opponents criticize him for, his newfound freedom of executive action to do whatever he wants. Look out. He's going to do whatever he wants. He could have a great, great final year with a bigger impact.
And
maybe
Don,
than the last
would you
seven.
Please explain to people that every president in their last year is referred to as a lame duck president? It's
yes.
not personal.
It's not personal.
Texas,
this is our going in. It's like, oh,
yeah, you
my.
Need to explain,
Don.
Don Lemon
called the president lame duck.
Every president in his last year is a lame duck. Calm down. Lighten up, people. Every president. Not just the black one.
And he's in
Baton Rouge.
Rouge
today, Don.
Yeah. He's in Baton Rouge.
Rouge.